From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump says terrorism in North Korea are top items on the agenda for the leaders' summit of the Group of Seven Nations, which began on Friday on the island of Sicily. Sitting alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, the president promised that the North Korean issue would be resolved.
We'll be discussing many things, including, of course, North Korea, which is very much on our minds. We'll be discussing terrorism, but I think we will really be in particular focused on the North Korea problem. It's a big problem. It's a world problem. And it will be solved. At some point, it will be solved. You can bet on that.
Trade is another major topic on the minds of Trump's counterparts, and the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, says the role of the EU is to maintain the unity of G7 on all fronts.
It is no secret that leaders who are meeting today sometimes have very different positions on topics such as climate change and trade. But our role as the EU is to do everything to maintain the unity of the G7 on all fronts. Most importantly, unity needs to be maintained when it comes to defending the rules-based international order.
The G7 includes the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United Kingdom. Egyptian officials say masked gunmen attacked a bus of Coptic Christians Friday, killing at least 26 people. Authorities say 25 others were wounded in the attack as they were traveling to a monastery more than 200 miles from Cairo. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, though it bears the hallmarks of Egypt's Islamic State affiliate. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions says he will ask the Supreme Court to review an appeals court ruling that blocks President Trump's executive order limiting travel from six predominantly Muslim countries. An appeals court said the order did amount to a Muslim ban. The president promised before and after his election to limit access for some Muslims into the U.S. In reports by The Washington Post and NBC News, Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, is now under the scrutiny of the FBI as the agency investigates possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. President Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign and the Kremlin amid accusations from the U.S. intelligence that Russian President Vladimir Putin orchestrated a sweeping campaign to sway the vote in Mr. Trump's favor. The Philippines say foreigners are among the Islamist militants who took control of the southern island of Mindanao earlier this week. Jose Calida is the Philippines' Solicitor General.
What's happening in Mindanao is no longer a rebellion of Filipino citizens. It has transmogrified into invasion by foreign terrorists who heeded the clarion call of the ISIS to go to the Philippines if they find difficulty in going to Iraq or Syria. The dream of the Maote group, which has pledged allegiance to the ISIS and to its flag, is to transform Mindanao into an Islamic state.
Calida said Malaysians, Indonesians, Singaporeans, and other foreign fighters were in Marawi. President Rodrigo Duterte has declared martial law in the southern Philippines and has vowed to take harsh measures against the militants. Muslims are preparing for Saturday's beginning of the holy month of Ramadan, a time marked by intense prayer, dawn-to-dusk fasting, and nightly feasts. In Afghanistan, a religious scholar led Friday's prayers at one of the Kabul mosques, calling on all parties to give up fighting and solve their issue through negotiations and dialogue. In the past, Taliban insurgents intensified their attacks in Afghanistan during Ramadan. And Turkey has removed more than 4,000 judges and prosecutors on suspicion of links to last year's failed coup. The judiciary had been cleared of supporters of the U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Ankara blames for the July 15th attempted ouster of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.